We might not be as prepared for a natural disaster as we think. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Anne Gordon, associate professor of political science at Chapman University, examines if our preparedness could use a tune-up.
In our national survey, we found more than half of all Americans believe that natural disasters are capable of doing serious harm to them or their property. The vast majority believe an emergency supply kit, such as a 72-hour kit recommended by FEMA or the Red Cross, would improve their chances of surviving a disaster. Nevertheless, 74% have made no effort to put together such a kit. Why? The number one excuse given by Americans is that they expect first responders to come to their aid. This is an unrealistic belief in the wake of a major disaster. Local officials cannot reach everyone immediately, and it could be hours or even days. This means having your own food, water, and other supplies, such as prescription medication, to last for at least 72 hours. Additionally, basic services such as electricity, gas, water, sewage treatment, and telephones may be cut off for days, a week, or even longer. Telling the public to prepare for disaster is an inherently scary message. When confronted with such information, members of the public can respond by trying to control the feeling of fear. There are four factors that are essential for motivating preparedness. 1. Perceived susceptibility. This can happen to me. 2. Perceived severity. This is serious. 3. Self-efficacy. I can actually do something to help myself. 4. Response efficacy. The recommended action would make a difference. We found that each of these factors contributed significantly to the likelihood of preparing for disaster.
That was Anne Gordon of Chapman University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.